Not too long ago, I was bounded in worries and worries.
我记得在礼拜五拜不学习的时候，我说这拜不是错的。
And earlier when I read the Bible, I actually thought something in the Bible is wrong.
No, just find it. I said, it's wrong. The Bible is wrong.
I felt Bible is wrong.
When 当我在教会的时候，我看到这些弟兄姐妹。
But when I come to the fellowship, I see brothers and sisters.
我通常心里面用手来指责他们。
I want to use my hand to point out their mistakes.
我说这个兄弟 just so-so, maybe just like me.
I say this brother, he's just so-so, he's just like me.
另外一个兄弟，我会说，他真的很属灵吗？
And to another brother, I would like to say, are you really spiritual?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
只是在人面前要显露的属灵而已。
But you just want to be spiritual before man.
这就是我的关键。
And that is my condition. That was my condition.
所以我完全生活在黑暗当中。
So I truly live in darkness.
我不知道怎么走。
I don't know what my path is before me.
我记得有一次我实在是坚持不下去了，我就找一个弟兄来交通。
And once I felt I cannot hold it anymore, so I find a brother and I share with him.
我等他交通了大概等晚上九点多钟交通到快十二点。
And I talk with him from 9 o'clock all the way till midnight.
交通了很多很多。
I said much.
但是他没有能够说服我任何东西。
But he couldn't convince me, and he couldn't change my mind.
他也知道。
And he knew that as well.
到最后他说，那我们相互代祷嘛。
So lastly, he said, "Let us pray."
他没有引导我祷告。他只是说让我们互相代祷。
Oh, he cannot help me to pray, but he just said, "Let us pray for each other."
因为他知道我的心像石头一样难，不可能从石头里面生出小枝来。
Because he knew my heart is cold as a stone.
但是感谢赞美主，让我来到了今年的夏令会。
But I thank the Lord, he allowed me to go to the summer conference.
让我在夏令会里面，在他面前颤抖。
And I'm trembling before the Lord.
让我必须在他面前忏悔。
And I was repenting before the Lord.
我知道我以后还会跌倒。
I know I will fall again in the future.
当我跌倒的时候，主会让我爬起来。
But I thank the Lord, even when we fall, God will cause us to rise up.
我自己拔不起来，他会扶我起来。
Even if myself cannot get up, he will hold me up.
我唯一要做的就是请他为我的父。
And my only path is to call him as my Abba Father.
我只是在口里面请他为父。
Not only in my mouth.
而是在我心里面真正敬他为父。
But it is in my heart, I respect and I love him as my Father.
愿他能够保守。
May he keep us.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
感谢主。 今天有机会做一些短短的交通。
I have this opportunity to share.
第一点是很后悔这次没有去夏令会。
First and foremost, I regret that I wasn't able to attend the conference.
夏令会之前呢也犹豫了很久呢，最后的忧虑是因为有一些琐事的缠绕，所以呢放弃了去夏令会的这个决心。
Before the conference, I had much concern, and at the end, due to some matters, I decided not to go.
刚才听姚刚弟兄做的总结，讲夏令会的一些信息的主题，也非常受鼓舞。
And earlier here, Brother Yao Gang's sharing, and the topic and the content of it, my heart is encouraged.
我想神总是要给我们机会的。
I thank the God that He always gives us opportunity.
那我最近这段时间呢，我有一个很深的感受，特别是我昨天晚上，昨天晚上我回家的路上呢，我又想到一件事，就是神的应许是永远不落空的。
And lately I have this feeling, and last night it came over to me again, and that is God's promise will never fail.
所以我边开车呢，我就边祷告，而且我开声出来祷告，然后我祷告的时候的话，我眼泪就流出来了。
And so I was driving, I started praying, and I prayed out loud, and as I began to pray, my tears fell down.
我一直在重复这么一句话，我说神永远爱我们，我们要像神一样永远爱他。And
I keep repeating this phrase that God loves me, and I shall love Him with the love that He loves me.
因为神的话是信实的，是永远不改变，不永远不褪色的。And
thank that God's word is faithful, and it will never return to Him empty.
所以我们在神面前的话，我们在神的话语里面，我们也应该。 信心上，我们绝对不能动摇。我们承认我们的软弱，但是我们要因为我们的软弱，所以我们更要来依靠神。所以我们在神面前，我们实在是要恐惧战惊，俯伏敬拜，而不能有丝毫的马虎。And
truly, before the Lord, we are filled with fear and trembling.
这样的话，神的旨意才能真正成全在我们身上，乃是神在等候我们。 经常我们的门是对神关闭的，经常我们厌倦神，我们觉得神没有给我们，我们觉得我们失去了耐心，我们觉得我们没有指望了，所以我又想到出埃及记。And
many times that we feel we are hopeless before the Lord, but because we are hopeless and we are weak, so we are even more to come before the Lord, and it caused me to think about the book of Exodus.
谢谢大家。
During conference, I receive wonderful blessing from both speaker.
在夏令会，我从两位讲员得到很多的祝福。
Especially Joseph's life.
特别是讲到约瑟的生平。
In Egypt, he didn't complain. He faithfully served the Lord.
他在埃及的时候，他没有抱怨，他。 完全来, 顺服在主的面前。
And that's the brother told that we are not no more babies for the spiritual life. We need to grow up.
就像我们弟兄跟我们交通的，我们不要再成为属灵的婴孩，我们要长大。
And that's touched me in my life.
那这就是让我想到我的生命。
Other things I see in this conference, that's behind the curtain ministry.
另外，我在夏令会看到许多在这个幕后的服事。
And that's a preparation for the registration.
为着注册的预备。
Teachers ministry, children's ministry.
为儿童聚会的预备。
Translation ministry.
为着交通的预备。
Web, on web they put live message.
然后马上的他弟兄们就把信息放到网上。
And other like which room they allowed and what time and where the message will be taken place.
还有这个场地的安排，各组 的聚会的安排。
And that all ministry, everybody serve like one family.
每一个人在服侍像一个大家庭一样。
And that's the God's life living in the us.
是神的生命活在我们里面。
And one thing I can share with this conference.
有件事情我在夏令会学到。
My 8-year-old son came after meeting.
我八岁的孩子聚会完以后来跟我说。
And he took his Bible next day and read by himself.
他来到我面前，第二天他就把圣经拿着，他自己来读，在读圣经。
And the 6-year-old follow his step.
然后这六岁的孩子就跟着他哥哥的脚步。
So this is the wonderful time.
这是一个很美好的时刻。
And I am prayerfully ready preparing myself for the next year conference.
我也准备好要参加明年的聚会。
Thank you.
谢谢。
我是想等到后面，不因为没有人讲我就先讲。那个这一次孙弟兄讲到以赛亚书第六章。
I want to share about Brother Godwin's message.
他讲到以赛亚所见到的异象。
The vision that Isaiah saw in chapter 6 of Isaiah.
那在后面有一段很感动我，他念过几次。
And there was a section of it that he read over and over, and it really touched me.
就是当神要差遣以赛亚的时候，他说：“你去告诉这些百姓说。”
When God sent Isaiah to the people, he said, "Go and tell the people."
你们看是要，你们看是要看，你们听是要听见，却不明白。
Keep on hearing, but do not understand.
看是要看见，却不晓得。
Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
我以前读到这边，我常常很注意的就是他们看不见，他们也不晓得，那是因为神没有让他们看见。
Before, when I read this verse, I just thought they see but do not perceive, and hear do not understand. It's because God did not allow them to understand.
可是我这次就注意到神差他去告诉他们他们看不见的原因和听不见的原因。
I realized why God realized God is telling them why they cannot understand and why they cannot perceive.
我觉得这次聚会好像借着两位讲员的信息。
And I especially feel through the two messagesGod is revealing his heart to us. He desires for us to see, and he desires for us to hear. He wants us to see that the way we are trotting on is a glorious path.
He wants us to see that the way we are trotting on is a glorious path.
He wanted to see the purpose he preserved for us and also the bountiful supply that he has prepared for us.
他就借着那个四位先祖的经历来讲到这件事情。
And through the four patriarchs, he had revealed that heart and desire to us.
他就讲到说借着他在环境上面的搅动。
And through the stirring of the environment,
他就使他们 对他有一个真实的认识。
God causes the four patriarchs to really come to know God.
而且他们的信心就被建立起来。
And their faith are built up.
而且他们就真正得着神所要给他们的祝福。
So that they may receive the true blessing that God desires for us.
并且他们能够认识神的怜悯，也能够怜悯别人。
And they may come to know God's mercy.
所以他们就真的成为一个尊贵的人，而且能够服侍神、服侍人的人。
And truly, they may become prince, and they may become a people who minister unto people and unto God.
那当我们在周五交通到这件事的时候，有的弟兄姐妹就觉得这条路很难走。
And in the group discussion, some brother sister discussed and felt that this way is truly difficult.
我回来的时候，我读到一段圣经。
But I read a scripture afterwards.
他就讲到，主说我们如果有这个信心，我们就是叫山移到海里，也必成就。
And he tells us that if we have a faith as big as the mustard seed, even if we tell this mountain to move, it will move.
我觉得那个信心是因为看到神所要成就的。
And I feel that to have faith, it's because we saw what God has accomplished.
这次就再看到说神要做成这件事情。
And this time I just see that God will finish His work.
他不甘心他的儿女是这样的黏那个心是黏在那个地上这些属地的事物上。
God does not worry that His people's heart are attached to this world.
God doesn't want our heart attached to the world.
God doesn't want our heart to attach to the world.
我觉得这是深深的叫他伤心的一件事情，就是我们在一个贫穷的一个情形里。
But
那另外那个 Daniel Conan 弟兄也讲到说，神他要，而且他知道怎样做成这件事。那另外一点
，Sorry，
那另外一点呢，就是昨天我们在跟一个弟兄谈，他讲到中国的情形。
Yeah, sorry for the translation. Then secondly, last night we are having fellowship with a brother and share about the conditions in China.
那我是第二次在听到这件事情。
And it's the second time I've heard such a fellowship.
他们就是讲到说中国大陆有几十亿的人从那个乡村涌向城市。
And there's tens of millions of people flowing from the countryside into the city.
那他就讲到他们很多的工人，他们是因为盖这些桥梁，他们是住在露天底下，非常的苦。
And there are many workers who build the bridge, and they don't even have a place to rest, but they just rest on the street.
他们不仅肉身非常的劳苦，而且他们的心灵非常的虚空。
Not only their physical body is tired and weary, but their spiritual life is also empty.
那我们就再谈到说那个台湾许多年前的那个情形，就是现在中国大陆那个庄稼已经熟了，需要这么多的人去收割。
And I thought about the condition in Taiwan many years ago. It's in the exact same situation as the mainland China, where the crops they are ready, and you just need to ask the master of the field to send out the worker to harvest the field.
我就看见说，好像主说我可以差遣谁呢？好像我们不能够再站在那边闲站。
And I truly felt the Lord is asking, whom shall I send? And our responsibility is we cannot just stand there.
我觉得我们好像，我觉得整个教会好像必须要动起来，必须要有行动。
And I felt the whole church should take action.
那我在回来的时候，主就有一个故事，那个就叫我把这个整个退休会的那个信息好像有一点连起来。
And as I was returning home, I was reminded of the story, and it made some connections for me.
就是那个有一个故事说到，有的人在早上他们就去工葡萄园工作，有的人到下午就去工作，可是他们在主人给钱的时候都是拿了一钱银子。
And it talk about some worker, they went to the vineyard to work in the morning, but some went in the afternoon, but they all received the one coin from the master.
那那个多做工的人心里就很不高兴。
And the worker who work in the morning, they are grumbling in their heart.
那我这次就看到说，那个神所要的并不是我们在外面做很多工。
And this time I saw that God does not want us to do much work.
神所要的是一个儿子的服事。
What God desires is the service from the Son, and it's not the amount of works that we do.
那儿子的服事就是他不是看到他做了什么。
And the service from the Son is not that the Son will exalt how much he has done.
他是看到他是看到父神的怜悯，还有父神的那个里面的急切。
But the Son will see the mercy and the love and desire of Father's heart.
我想我就先停到这里。
And this will be my sharing. This summer conference, I met someone who is from my hometown, and he believed in the Lord for 3 years.
他的话呢，跟我们在一起做了一个，在一起，因为我们成长在一起，后来又单独交通。我觉得他给我们认识到一个很重要的问题。
And we live in the same quarter, and often we have meals together. And he brought up a question that caused me to think.
他讲他在当时他是在美国信主，当时只有他们夫妻两个人。
He mentioned that when he first believed in the Lord, he only have, it's only him and his wife.
我挂着那五六个人。
But today in his family there are five and six people.
他说他们敬拜的时候都坐在那个大陆恐怕大家都知道那种小板凳。
And when they worship in China, they sit on benches.
每当赞拜的时候，他们五个人、五六个人都是痛苦流泪。
Whenever they are worshiping, they are filled with tears.
他甚至还跟我讲，当他们那里举行讲道的时候，有的人从100多里路坐着三轮车到他们这个地方听到。
And in the fellowship, when someone is giving a message, there are even brother or sister coming from 100 kilometers away just to hear the message.
场面就跟他们五六个人一样，那个讲到的情况一样，都是非常感动，流泪祷告，所以见到很多他们就说在美国见不到的事情。
And these are many conditions that you do not see in the state, where people are filled with tears.
他现在在很热心地传，那就传神的福音。
And right now, this brother, he's fervently preaching the gospel.
通过他的行动的话，使我想到了我们在晨祷的时候，他诗篇好像有一句话，大概原话我记得，好像默默等候在神的面前，使我想起了这一句话，对我的在夏令会这句话对我。
And through his sharing, it caused me to remember the morning devotion from the Psalms, how we wait patiently before the Lord.
我觉得我们作为一个基督徒的话，因为圣经上讲过也好，独处就是在那个跟神单独在一起这个问题，我觉得对我们来讲非常重要。
And I was reminded how we need to be alone, to be alone with God.
因为我们经常在讲一个服侍啊、谦卑啊、驯服啊等等很多很多的，就是美好的名词。
And often we like to share about service, humility, humbleness, and all these are good topics.
这些东西本来是应该是，是非常对的。就说服侍、谦卑，这都应该是做的圣经要求的。
And these are the quality that is.Required of us by the Bible.
如果我们没有真正做到敬慕在神的面前，叫神来指导我们的话，这一切行动的话，也恐怕都是处为一种，自我的一种意识，也恐怕也会有这种意识存在。
But if we did not wait before the Lord, then even these good deeds that we do, they might be merely the works of men and coming from our
因为很多属灵伟人他也讲过一句话，就是社会有的教会也有，所以说不定社会没有的教会也有。
There are some someone said what the world has the church also has, and what the world doesn't have then the church doesn't have.
因为宗教本身就是说句不好听的话，如果说你不被神说真正摸的话，你就会成为一个律法主义者，或者被律法所控制。
Oh, the brother more means it's not church but religion. So like many other religion, if you are not touched by the true God, then you become merely a religion.
所以说，独处默默等候在神的面前，这个功课确实我是每一个基督徒必须学的。
So I felt that.We need to truly learn how to silently wait before God.
那才是一种改掉你过去老我的习惯，然后又养成一种你真正爱神的习惯。
And that will truly rid of our habit and be true before the Lord and love Him.
你这就会从内心中发出一种，就是说你真正的那种。九个果子的品德。
And it is only that we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
因为神在扶持你。
Because God is a minister.
因为神与你同在。
Because God is with you.
这是必然的。
Then those fruits, they are the natural result of God's presence.
I thank the Lord for this conference. What really touched me was journey.
Yeah, 我非常心里是很受感动。
Before this conference, I feel that I'm so comfortable. You know, everything is going smoothly. Family life, work life is going smoothly. So.If you say you are still joining, it's like I'm comfortable here.
在夏令会以前，我想到我的工作、我的家庭、各方面的生活，好像都是这样的平顺。
But from this conference, our brother said that we need to have that attitude that we are not permanent here.
但是从夏令会里面，我们弟兄提醒我们，我们要有过客旅生涯里面这样的预备。
And something happened to me in my job that makes me uncomfortable, and I was just crying before the Lord. and seeking for his mercy and his grace and his will.
那我的工作就有一些事情发生，让我非常的不舒服，我就在主的面前流泪，来求主的怜悯。
And like what Joseph and his brothers has experienced before they dealt with Joseph, all of his brothers were like thinking of evil things. And also Joseph, when he went to Egypt, he was under a lot of pressure.
就好像从约瑟和他的弟兄们的学习，就约瑟到埃及有许多的压力。
But over and above this, God has a plan for them that Joseph has to undergo all this pressure and all this self-brokenness so that he will become a remnant.
但是在神的计划的里面，约瑟必须 要受这些的压力，有经过许多的试验，好让他成为剩余的民。
God meant well for all the sons of Israel. He doesn't want only one person to be a remnant, but he also, through Joseph, he also included his brothers.
神的心意不只在一个人身上，也在他所有弟兄的身上。借着约瑟，他要让这余民的实际成就在所有的人的身上。
So when the Lord led them to go, because of famine, led them to go to Israel, to Egypt, when they have met Joseph and his brothers, the brothers were struck by their conscience, and then they asked the Lord why that had happened to them, and then they repented before the Lord.
借着饥荒，神把约瑟的弟兄们带到埃及，然后就把这些所有的事情对他们显明，所以他们就可以在神的面前悔改。
So like what happened to Isaiah, they saw how God has worked in them, in their conscience, and they repented before God, they repented before Joseph, and they have a grand reunion, and then from then on, the Lord has a way through the 12 tribes of Israel.
在以赛亚书也是这样的记载，借着神，借着许多的事，就像带领约瑟的弟兄们回来，然后他们有一个很好的团聚，他们所有的人在神的面前悔改。
So deep within me, after I hear those messages, I feel that the Lord, I wanted to have this prayer before you, Lord.
所以在我心里面，主就给我这样的一个祷告。
That as I see your glory and your holiness, you will reveal my filthiness, you will reveal my sinfulness, and I will repent before you.
当我看见你的圣洁，你的荣耀，我就看见我自己的许多的罪，我就在你的面前悔改。
And just rest in your presence where you are on the throne and you are taking care of everything.
我就在你的面前，在你的，因为你在宝座上，你会来管理一切的事。
Our brother also said that his love is for everybody. His love is for everyone to be saved. His love is for everyone to have an exodus out of Egypt.
然后我们弟兄也告诉我们，他的爱是要我们每一个，为着我们每一个人的，我们都要出埃及。
But his delight is on those remnants who will come out of Babylon.
虽然所有的人都是要出埃及，但是呢，只有一些人他们离开巴比伦。
So praise the Lord that over all our trials here, while we are sojourning here, He is always with us, and that He has greater plans for us to be His delight.
我们感谢主，借着许多的试验，让我们来认识他，来认识他更在我们每个人身上更好的心意、更完美的计划，和他的求他的喜悦。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
在夏令会之前，我曾经犹豫是不是去。
I also went through the struggle concerning whether to go to the conference.
每次想到不去的时候呢，心里面真是就觉得很不安。
But when I ponder on if I were not to go, I didn't feel any peace in my heart.
后来我们决定去了，我们心里面就真是感觉很踏实。
But later on, our family, we decided to go. Now I truly feel the peace and the security in my heart.
那么 我在去以前和去以后我一直在祷告。
And before attending the conference and afterwards, my heart is praying like this.
我向主求啊，求主能够预备我的心，能够让我能够在夏令会中能够遇见主。
I pray that the Lord may open my heart so that during the conference I may meet the Lord.
但是好像是我觉得没有特别遇见主，但是我觉得我在这个夏令会中还是有，我觉得主真是赐过很多恩典，让我有很多得着。
I can't say for sure that I really met the Lord, but I do know that He has given me much blessings and I have received much.
但是我的姊妹告诉我说，她在夏令会中第一次感觉到好像真正遇见主了，真是让我很高兴。
But my wife told me that for the first time she really had met the Lord, and she is very joyous, and I'm also joyful with her.
My 姊妹告诉我说，有一次我们一起唱诗赞美主的时候。
My wife told me that once when we are singing and praising the Lord.
当她唱一首诗歌，里面有一句话叫做“主真爱他，爱子如同至宝”。
And in the hymn, there's a verse that God truly loves you and treats you more than and love you more than treasures.
他说他就好像就泪流满面。
And she just covered with tears and she cannot restrain herself, and this has never happened.
这是感谢主的。
And this is the love of God.
那么我的得着是什么呢？
And what did I receive?
我觉得过去真是有很多属灵的知识，说我们信主以后啊，要仰望主，要主要把我们带到荣耀里面去。我们要走这条十字架的道路。
And what I have received is this. Formerly I have much knowledge that we learn that we are to serve the Lord, we are to follow Him, and we will enter into His glory.
但是有时候觉得好像这条十字架的道路又让我觉得好像是不是很清楚。
But sometimes this way is not very clear to me.
尤其是在生活中，在工作上有些难处的时候，就更觉得这条十字架道路好像是就不是很清楚，看不到前面的荣耀和喜乐。
Especially in daily lives, in work, when there are difficulties, it causes me to be unclear of the glory and the hope and joy that is set before us.
但是在夏令会的时候，主借着弟兄的信息，我觉得向我展现了一幅非常非常清楚的图画。
But through the conference, through the message of our brothers, I receive a very clear picture.
就说主怎样将他的儿子带到荣耀里面去。
And that is how God will bring His sons into glory.
主借着很多的难处，让约瑟得到了神儿子的名分。
Through many difficulties, God calls Joseph to enter into the sonship.
然后主又使用约瑟把他的弟兄和以色列全家带到荣耀里面去，得着神儿子的名分。
And God used Joseph to bring his brothers and his families to enter into God's sonship.
在这个过程中，我们真是看到了这幅非常清楚的图画，看到主做工的奇妙。
And throughout all this process, we truly see that God's work is wonderful.
这是让我觉得这条十字架道路，就说真是里面充满了主的恩典和主的奇妙。我们真是能够看到前面，因为这幅图画明显的我们看到了前面那个美好的光景。
And even though this way of the cross is hard, but God is showing us the glory and the joy that's set before us, and it becomes ever more a clear picture to me.
再就是我觉得孙弟兄交通的以赛亚的几个看见，尤其是第一个看见讲到的，就说 在神的光中他看到了自己，这个真是对我感觉的也是触动很大。
And also through brother son's message, the seeing of Isaiah, the first thing that he saw himself as unclean person, that also touched me.
我觉得真是有很多时候，我觉得好像我就不能看到这个本身自己很多很多的问题。
And I truly realize many times I cannot see my own fault.
而有的时候可能是更多的看到了神的家中弟兄姐妹身上觉得好像有一些这样或那样的一些事情。
And more often I see the fault in others, whether it be brother or sister in the church.
我觉得真是如果真是我求神也是能够经常的光照我让我看到自己的问题，我觉得看到自己的问题以后真是自己才能够真正的谦卑下来。
So I really pray to the Lord to enlighten me so that I might see my self-condition and truly humble before Him.
当我自己谦卑下来的时候，我觉得一是神所喜悦，再就是我觉得也是很容易就能够真是服在主下，能够来跟随主。
And it is only when I am humbled, then it becomes easy to follow this way of the cross.
而且我觉得当真实认识到自己的问题的时候，我们就看到弟兄姐妹身上主的荣耀和他们的可爱。
And it is truly when I begin to know myself, then I see the loveliness of the brother sister, and also see the glory of Christ in them.
这就是我觉得真是我感觉的确实主确实是一直在用他的永不改变的爱来爱着我们。
And this, I truly felt, is that God is loving with an everlasting love.
但是我们怎样才能够让主喜悦呢？
But how can we please our Lord?
所以我有时候总是向主求，真是求主能够让我能够时刻能够活在他的面前。
So I truly ask the Lord to help me to live and abide before Him.
我知道我本身很软弱。
I know I am weak.
但是，主借着弟兄的口告诉我们说，只要我们的心向主是打开的。
But through the scripture, he told us, if our hearts are open towards him.
只要我们向着主是有热心的。
So long that we have zeal for him.
我们的主啊，就会做成他的奇妙与奇妙的工作在我们身上。
Then our Lord will accomplish his wondrous work.
把我们真是带到荣耀里面去
，and will bring us into His glory.
我们真是就可以成为那余数
，and then we may become the remnant.
能够让主的心意能够得到满足
，and allows God's purpose be done and complete.
是当这个弟兄读到这个以赛亚书46:3-4的时候。
When our brother read Isaiah chapter 46, verse 1-3,
真是我非常的感动。
And it touched my heart deeply.
我觉得真是主的爱是如此的，真是让我难以言喻。
And I really felt the Lord is spoken to me.
主说：“你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝。”自从出胎便蒙我怀揣，直到你们年老，我仍这样；直到你们白发，我仍怀揣。我一造作，我必怀抱，宝宝；我也必宝宝，我必怀揣，也必拯救。
It's Isaiah 46:3-4. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth.Who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age, I am He, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
这是感谢主的，让我有时候也是经常祷告，真是让我能够像主爱我们那样，能够爱主，让主的心能够得到满足。
And I really thank the Lord because. often I will doubt whether I can truly love the Lord and satisfy His heart. But from these two verses, I see how the Lord truly treasures us. I thank the Lord. I think summer conference is but a reminder from the Lord.
我们, 每个礼拜这样播饼, 每个礼拜, 这样听信息, 我们也, 每个礼拜, 礼拜五这样聚会, 然后每年我们都去夏令会。
That every week we break the bread and we have message, and every Friday we meet for the Bible study, and every year we have the summer conference.
但是在, 这些事情的, 底下, 我们应该有一个时间, 主的话真的能够说到我们的心里。
But behind all these activities, we should have a time where God may speak to us.
就是回来的时候, 我们老三, Timothy, 他, 回来说他, 写了一个email给他的这个老师, 我知道神也借着他的老师对他说话。
And we discovered that my youngest son, Timothy, wrote an email to the teacher that taught them. And I think that the Lord also spoke to him through Brother Bradley.
Dana弟兄他在讲信息的时候，心里有一个感受，我知道，尽管我们有几百个弟兄姊妹在这里聚会，他那个讲的信息是不是差遣，真的是为了对我讲的。
And our brother Dana shared that even though we have a few hundred people listening to his message, but the question is the words for you?
我想这就是神他奇妙的工作，到底神必须借着这样一个安静的时间来对我们的心说话，让我们真的让他的话在我们里面扎根，能够发芽茁壮。
And I believe that the word of God, we need to give it time and also give it a dedicated time and place where we may allow it to take root and to grow.
很奇妙的一件事是一位弟兄来自东海岸，一位弟兄来自西海岸，也没有去预先去安排这信息该怎么样的来配合。
A marvelous thing that I can see is a brother who came from the East Coast and a brother who came from the West Coast. There wasn't any pre-arrangement about their message.
那这两位弟兄所讲到的，不管是约瑟，不管是以赛亚，他们两位都有非常相似的地方。神借着这两位神所用的仆人，对我们每一个人说话。
Yet their message, one talk about Joseph and the other one about Isaiah, though there are many similarities, but God speaks to us through their message.
他们两位在神面前的服事都非常的长。
These two brothers, they serve the Lord for a long time.
并且他们所遇见的环境都不是平常人 所能够承受的环境。
And the situation that they have met in their lives are not the normal circumstances that normal people can endure.
但是他们所经历的事情对每一个神的子民来讲都有非常非常重的分量，在整个圣经里面他们所造成的影响没有办法计算。
But through what they have encountered, they are able to bring blessings to God's people, and this blessing is countless and measureless blessings.
我想，如果约瑟在那段寂寂的日子里头起来抱怨， 我想以赛亚在神的光里面啊，藐视神所给他的看见的话，这所有这一切的祝福都没有。
And I truly felt if Joseph complained in his situation, or Isaiah despised the light that God has shown him, then none of these blessings will realize today.
在前面的三十年的时间，约瑟好像什么事都没有做。
In the first 30 years of Joseph's life, seems like he didn't do much.
在以赛亚前面的服事的时间，好像在乌西亚王的时候，他做了许多许多的事情。
And in Isaiah's time, all his service that were done during King Uzziah's time.
但即使有这样的不同，一个是好像没做，一个好像做了许多事，但是他们都有一个相似的地方。
Even though one didn't do much and one seems to have done a lot, but there is a similarity between their service.
就是电纳弟兄和圣伯特弟兄一再一再的强调他们的负担。
And that is the emphasis mentioned by the brother Dana and son.
电纳弟兄呼吁每一个弟兄姊妹起来，有一个心志，要做一个愿意在寄居的生活里头得到神儿子的名分的实际。
And Dana encourages to respond to the calling and to live a sojourning life that will lead us onto sonship.
他心里头最深的负担，我想每一次在夏令会最宝贵的地方，就是一位弟兄他愿意告诉你他心里头最深的负担。
And I felt this is the deep burden in our brother Dana's heart.
他告诉我们一个负担，就是我们能够起来都做一个愿意活在神的意象里的人。
And that each one of us, if we're willing, we can rise up to respond to God's calling.
就像约瑟他活在一个梦的意象里面，他知道这是神带领他走这旷野的道路，但是终究要成就神儿子的名分，没有一点抱怨，没有一点在那个地方悖逆的心，只有单单纯纯的顺服。
And very much like Joseph, that he lived in his vision. So even though he trod in the wilderness, he did not complain and he did not disobedient.
就像圣伯特弟兄一再的强调一件事情，弟兄姊妹需要有看见。
And like our brother son's emphasis, that we need to see.
他们两位弟兄讲都是一件事情。
Brother Dana and the son, they share about the same thing.
约瑟跟以赛亚他们所遇见的难处，在这样非常的环境里面，只有一件事情是真实的，就是他们与神之间的最深的关系。
In the difficult situation of Joseph and Isaiah, something is real in their life, and it is their relationship with God.
这就是他们的意象。
And this become their vision.
真的是求主来带领我们每个弟兄姊妹，我们能够起来啊，复印神对我们每一个人的呼召。
May this also become our vision that we respond to God's calling.
像约瑟在我们所遇见的环境里面，虽然不是罪的问题，但是主把这环境安排给我们，让我们安静的接受他十字架的带领。
The difficult situation in Joseph's life is not caused by sin, but we are willing to accept God's measuring onto us.
要帮助他的弟兄们进入神儿子名分的实际里面。
And such measurement is to enable us to lead our brothers into the reality of the sonship.
就像以赛亚能够顺服在光里面，看见自己是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
And also like Isaiah, how he is obedient to the light and realize that he is a person with unclean lips.
能够在以赛亚书六章到六十六章写下对以后的弟兄姊妹 没有办法形容的影响。
And wrote the book of Isaiah from chapter 6 to 66, and it has impacted many, many brothers, sisters after him.
愿主来祝福他的话语，祝福我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们起来回应主的呼召。
May the Lord bless his own word and cause a brother or sister to respond to the calling.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
Brother Dana, he reminds us that we all need to be a dreamer. And we dare to dream because we always, you know, afraid that everything that we dream will not come true.
是怕说我们所梦的不见得能够成为实际。
And he also told us that we have to dream to be sons, like Joseph.
他有告诉我们要像约瑟一样，他做梦，然后这样才能够成为儿子。
And not, you know, we dream that one day we go to heaven and we become a janitor there or some low, low position people there.
而不只是想要做梦，就是说我只要能够到天堂里面做一个清洁工就可以了。
And I think our problem is because we don't have that dream, and therefore we always think that you know we don't have to put too much.
我们的问题是因为我们没有做什么梦，所以我们也不需要付什么代价。
And then when we have this dream that one day we're going to be reign and rule with Christ.
但是当我们有这样的梦，我们有知道有一天我们要与神一同掌权。
And that changes our outlook.
这样就会改变我们。
Because like Dana said, you know, God gave him a dream, two dreams actually.
就像我们弟兄讲的，因为神赐给他两个梦。
But he has to wait for the cupbearer's dream, and he has to wait for Joseph, for the Pharaoh's dream.
然后，但是他还需要等到九正的梦，还要等到法老的梦被神给他们梦。
So he gave Joseph a dream, and he took away the fulfillment of the dream from Joseph.
神虽然给约瑟一个梦，但是呢，怎么样成就这个梦，神却没有给约瑟，全把他拿走。
I guess the thing is, we have this dream, we want to fulfill this dream by our own ways.
我们的情形常常是我们希望有梦，那我们要照我们的方式来完成这个梦。
And that's why we get into trouble.
这样我们会碰到麻烦。
So, God will give us a dream.
神会给我们梦。
And we are faithful to His dream. We're faithful to whatever He asks us to do.
我们要对神所给我们的要忠心。
And then He will put the Son character in us.
他会把他儿子的性情放在我们里面。
So we can rule and reign with Him.
我们可以与他一同掌权。
I'm much encouraged to hear all the brothers and sisters sharing.
我借着弟兄姐妹的交通很受鼓励。
Indeed, Lord has touched all of our hearts.
神实在是摸着我们每个人的心。
As I was just looking at the scriptures shared by our brother Dana.
当我来看 Dana 弟兄交通的信息的经文。
Lord, the Holy Spirit is reminding me to look at this one verse.
圣灵感动我看一节圣经。
And that is found in Genesis chapter 44.
在创世纪四十四章。
And 33rd verse.
三十三节。
That we see Judah out of all his wickedness and everything he's turning with repentance.
我们看见犹大怎样从他许多的罪恶里面悔改。
And there he tells and requests Joseph that now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad.
那这里他就说，犹大说，现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的奴仆。
I want to be a bondman to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren.
我要做我主的奴仆，叫这童子和他的哥哥们一同上去。
And then we see the first verse of 45th chapter.
那我们看到45章第一节。
And then Joseph could not refrain him before all of them that stood in his presence.
约瑟就不能够来控制自己，然后在所有的人的面前。
And then he reveals himself to his brethren.
他在他的兄弟面前和他们相认。
I believe Lord has touched my heart and all of our hearts during this conference.
我知道神已经在夏令会里面摸着我的心和弟兄姐妹的心。
And as we have heard many of our sharings, we know for sure that Lord has brought this turning point in our lives.
就像许多的交通一样，主把我们带到一个我们的转捩点。
And as we have repented and desired the Lord and His ways,He has revealed himself to us.
当我们悔改的时候，他就把他的心意来跟我们打开。
And he will continue revealing himself unto us and bring us to that maturity, to that sonship.
他会继续的来启示我们，一直等到我们达到那个儿子的名分，成为成熟的有成熟的生命。
So we thank the Lord and praise him for his faithfulness towards us.
所以我们感谢主为他的信实，我们感谢他。
As Rajesh mentioned, in all the things, in minute detail, Lord has been so faithful to us.
那在许多的细节，就像我们刚才弟兄 Rajesh 交通的，神是何等的信实。
Lord has touched little ones' hearts.
主摸着小朋友的心。
And I believe many young hearts are also touched.
那我也相信许多年轻人们的心也被摸着。
And even mature believers have received much from the Lord.
那有许多的我们弟兄姐妹从主接受的许多。
And with one heart we give him praise and thanks.
有一颗心的里面我们给他感谢赞美。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。我想我借着小列西弟兄的交通，我也愿意跟弟兄姐妹有点分享。
Through Brother Shalisha sharing, I would also like to fellowship with you.
这是夏令会时代，神非常恩待我们。
God is very gracious towards us.
那很多弟兄姐妹可能有时候有不见得知道有一些夏令会以前或者是当中发生的事。
There are many details that brother sister are not aware of.
所以我愿意借着交通，我们把感谢、赞美、把荣耀都归给主。
So I want to share with you so that we may all give.Praise and thanksgiving to our Lord.
在夏令会几个月以前，就是我们大概三四月的时候，我们就听到学校跟我们讲说，我们以前我们每次用的那个宿舍，今年他们要重新翻修，所以我们不能使用。
And about in March and April, we heard from the school that the dormitory that we used to live in are under renovation.
那个 Bronco Hall 不能用，所以他给我们 Jackson 哈。
So if we cannot dwell in a Bronco Hall, they will give us a Jackson Hall.
那如果大家以前去过就知道，那个是没有自己的预测的设备。
If you know that dormitory, then you know that it doesn't have each room doesn't have its own lavatory.
是那个 community bed 啊，就大家要到那个一起用公用的厕所。
And it will be a community co-ed bath.
那我们的弟兄跟他们交通说，这怎么办呢
？So our brothers, fellowship, you know, what do we do now?
我们有年幼的，也有年长的。
We have many youth and babes, and also we have the elderly.
那感谢主，这次他给我们一个更新的宿舍，而且更近，而且又是有套房的。
And so we truly thank the Lord. He gave us not only a new dormitory, but It's a dormitory with suites and with many rooms.
然后呢，餐厅也是这样。
And it's also closer to the fellowship.
餐厅，就是
and the cafeteria
我们原来用的餐厅今年也不能用。
The cafeteria that we formerly dining we cannot utilize either.
所以神就给我们一个更近一点的。
So what God gave us is the one that's closer.
然后在夏令会之前几天天天下雨。
And before the conference, it rained every day.
还有四五天天天下雨。
For 4 or 5 days, it rained every day.
所以我们想说，在夏令会下雨就不太方便。
So we thought if it rained during the conference, it's not very convenient.
但是感谢主，在夏令会那几天一天都没有下雨。
But as you all know, during the summer conference, it didn't rain for any day.
那我说这些就是真是神在各样事情上眷顾我们。
So I tell you all these things so you know that God cares for us in every detail.
也借着许多弟兄姐妹的祷告和服事。
And through the brothers and sisters' prayer and service,
神给我们预备这样的一个聚会。
He prepared for us such gathering.
我们实在感谢他。
So we thank him.
那很多弟兄姐妹也付代价来参加这个聚会。
And many brothers and sisters did have to pay a price to come to the conference.
弟兄祷告，那个让弟兄有一个弟兄他印刷的这事情一直没有办法完成。
And a brother was having a job difficulty. The printing press wasn't able to finish his work.
因为别人没有给他底片，他没有办法印。
Because the person never gave him the master copy, so he couldn't.
那给了他以后，又中间又有错。
And the master copy once it was given to him, there are corrections.
那感谢主，最后主还是让这个工作可以完成，所以我们弟兄可以来到聚会的里面。
But then we thank the Lord because God allowed him to finally finish the job and he was able to attend the conference.
那有些弟兄姐妹没有报名，但是最后礼拜四晚上看到他们出现的时候，心里面也充满了感谢。
And some brothers and sisters, they didn't register. But when they showed up on a Thursday night, our hearts is truly filled with thanksgiving.
因为主实在愿意来赐福我们。
Because God wants to care for us.
那在聚会里面实在是主对我们说话。
And throughout the conference, God speaks to us.
那我就想到我们的主是真实信实的。
And I thought that our God is indeed faithful.
那刚才有姊妹讲到说，好像我们平常在这样的环境里面，我们就住得很舒服。
And one of the sisters mentioned that.When we live in such an environment, then we become very comfortable.
但是主要这次提醒我们要做客旅的生涯。
But God, this time is reminding us that we are to live a life of sojourning.
那这次我特别也有感受。
And I was moved by that.
因为我们的孩子，我的儿子、孩子都是在夏令会长大的。
Because all my children, they grew up in the summer conference.
那我们的儿子今年18岁。
And my son is 18 years old.
那他要离开家，要去念大学。
And he is about to leave home and go to college.
当电脑弟兄讲到说，一个孩子天天在家里面坐在电脑前面是不会认识神的。
When our brother Dana mentioned a child who sits in front of the computer will never know God.
我真的心里面很有同感。
And my heart echoes his saying.
实在是我们要认识神，神就要让我们开始一个客旅的生涯。
It's only when we are sojourning that we can truly know him.
那主这次夏令会里面也跟年轻人们同在。
And God's presence is also with the young people.
那我听到我孩子们他们最后一天晚上他们有一个分享的聚会。
And our children that they had a sharing meeting in the last night.
那很多孩子。把他们心里面的话交通出来。
And many children fellowship the thoughts of their heart.
有的说他已经离开主很久，但他现在要回到主的面前。
Some say they have left the Lord for a long time, but now they want to return to the Lord.
有的说主的爱实在是真好，他真是感谢主。
Some say God's love is indeed good, and he truly thanks the Lord.
所以在高中生的聚会，他们从头哭到尾。
So in the sharing meeting of the high school, they cried and shed tears from the beginning to the end.
Oh, 我听到心里面充满着感谢。
And when I heard this, my heart is filled with thanksgiving.
因为这里面有的孩子，我们也是很多弟兄姐妹为他们祷告，特别父母有摆上多年的祷告。
Because among the children, there are many of them, not only their teacher but also their parents have offered up many years of prayer.
但主借着他的他自己的的爱和他拥有他荣耀的心意，再把这些孩子们带回到他的面前。
And God, through His eternal love and glorious purpose, He brought them back unto Him.
甚至有姊妹交通到说，就是小学的孩子们的聚会。
And also a sister mentioned about the class for the elementary school.
当老师跟他们讲到主的救恩的时候。
When the teacher shared with them the salvation of our Lord.
那这位去服侍的姐妹也感动的眼泪就一直流一直流。
This sister, she also began to shed tears.
我想主实在借着这聚会丰富与我们同在。
Because God is truly abounding and His presence is with us.
我们把感谢赞美来归给主。
So we give all the thanksgiving and praises.
那如果弟兄姐妹missed 这个聚会，或者有些信息没有听到的。
And brother, sister, if you missed the conference or if you have left out some messages.
真是愿意鼓励每一位弟兄姐妹，我们来听这个信息。
I truly encourage you to listen to the message one more time.
刚才弟兄有交通到，不止听，还要一段安静的时间在主的面前。
And earlier, brother mentioned not only you listen, but you need to spend a quiet time before the Lord.
我想最后我们念几处的圣经。
Let us read a scripture.
诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
第九节。
Verse 9.
一直到第十三节。
Through 13.
我想找着了，我们用我们自己熟悉的语言来读。
When you find a scripture, read it with your native tongue.
诗篇六十五篇第九节开始。
Psalm 65, 9 through 13.
你眷顾地，降下厚雨，使地大得肥美。神的河满了水，你这样浇灌了地，好像人预备五谷。你浇透地的泥沟，润平及淤积，降甘霖，使地软和。其中花长的蒙你赐福，你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。你的路径都滴下之油，滴在旷野的草场上。小山以欢乐束腰，草场以羊群为衣，谷中也满了五谷。这一切都欢呼歌唱。我们感谢主吧。他的心意跟我们打开。
We thank the Lord that He opened up His will to us.
他降下透雨，使地大得肥美，使神的河满了水。
He allowed the rain to come down to water it and to greatly enrich the earth.
那这里有一个目的，这样浇灌的地好为人预备五谷。
And there's a purpose behind the rain, and that is to provide grain for the people.
然后他以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。
And he also crowned us with his goodness, and our path is drips with abundance.
主把这条路给我们预备。
God prepared this path for us.
主实在是，我们知道，不管是最后要得儿子的名分，或者是我们要成为渔民，都不是我们好像坐在这里，我们不需要出代价的。
And to obtain, whether it be the sonship or to become the remnant, both of them require a price.
愿我们把我们的心像地一样，当雨降下的时候，我们得到柔软，我们让这个神的生命像五谷一样可以来生长。
And may our heart become like the earth.When the rain falls, it is softened, and also we allow the grain to grow.
然后我们的路径，我们主把这条路跟我们开通，让我们可以来与他一同来奔走。
Then God will open up this way so that we may run with Him.
那到最后十三节，真是我们愿意看到草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。
And lastly, then we see the end result, and that is the pasture.Are clothed with flocks, and valley covered with grains. And we shout for joy.
夏令会已经过去了。
Summer conference has ended.
但是我们的生命的成长跟我们在跟随主的路程正式开始的时候。
But it's just merely mark the beginning of our growth.
我们来增长，在主的面前生长，也来跟随他。
And we will grow and follow our Lord.
把感谢赞美来归给主。
And let's give praises to our God.